Okay, so we're here in Port Solent. It's the 4th of December. Jill, my mum's with me again, and we're going to endeavour to start a new chapter. I think this was chapter 8, actually, in our series that we've done so far. We thought we'd sort of try and bite off a little chunk, since we can't quite remember where we left off last time, about how you came to Horsham. So before we talk about Horsham, I suppose we have to talk about where you were before you were in Horsham. Mm. So I think you were in Southgate with your in-laws.
My in-laws, that's right. And we were actually... it's just before you were two. So we moved to Horsham when you were in the September after your birthday.
So I was two and a bit.
Two and a bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you'd actually brought me up in Nana and Grandad's place in...
To start with, yeah, we did.
I can't remember anything about that, but it must have been quite cramped, I would think.
Yes. But then everybody else was in the same boat. Nobody got houses or anything. If they weren't knocked down, they hadn't built them up again. Most people were living with somebody, family or somebody. There weren't enough places. They're all knocked down.
Well, sort of forgets that, doesn't it? So we're still talking about 1950, aren't we? That's still 5 years after the war.
You were born in 1952.
Yeah.
So this takes us on to 1954.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about where we should move to, and we just recently had Christmas with my parents in a place called just outside Henfield and Hurstpit Point.
Oh yes.
They had a lovely cottage that my father retired to. We left college.
What was that called? Black Barn?
Blacklands.
Blacklands, yes.
It was a lovely little old cottage.
Yes.
And we had to walk everywhere because nobody had a car.
Right.
And we had to walk miles to get to civilization. Mm-hmm. But while we were there, we decided we'd go into the nearest town, which really a decent town was Horsham. Mm. And decided we fell in love, completely excited. I think we fell in love with it. It was a really lovely little old country town. In fact, it was a market town then. I mean, there were actually sheep. Cattle market down the Bishopric.
Oh, down the Bishopric was? Oh, I thought it was up by the station. Okay.
I think there probably was one up there as well, because it was quite a farming community. There were lovely old shops there, really, the old type of shops, lovely. And we decided that was nice, so how do we go from here? And it so happened that Ron had a colleague at IPC. Mm. He was a confirmed bachelor and lived with his parents in Horsham, in a bungalow down Curves Lane, which was a very posh road.
Yes.
Very posh road indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, well, come down for the day, bring Christopher with you, and we'll have lunch with my parents and I'll take you around and see what we can see. And he'd found in the newspaper that there was this room in this farm for people to rent. Mm. So I went and looked, and I think it was probably all I can say was this rather like Cold Comfort Farm.
What was the name of that place?
Amy's Mill. Mm. It belonged to a long time family of farmers who'd been there for generations. Whatever was their name?
Was it Francis? Francis' name,
yes. Yeah. They were all great long gangling men. And Mrs. Francis was a nightmare, but he wasn't so bad. Anyway, it was sort of decided that we'd think about it, and Ron went down again to have another look a bit closer to see what the situation was before we made a big leap. And it was all decided, and off we went in a moving van.
From Southgate down to Amy's Mill.
Course, I think a lot of upset to my mother and father-in-law. I think they were very upset. especially to see Christopher go.
Oh, right.
Devoted to. Yeah. Yeah. But needless to say, they came down many times.
Yes.
To see us.
Yes.
But we moved in. It was certainly a new experience for me. And the first day I was there, I heard this sound like a troglodyte coming in. Mm-hmm. Door banged with ferocity. The whole house shook.
Mm.
It was a clonk. Clonk, clonk, like a troglodyte. It was young Farmer Francis coming in, plus his enormous boots, plus half the farmyard on them. I thought, this is nice. I only once was offered a cup of tea there, and I only once accepted it, because she found a mug in amongst a pile of disgusting-looking washing. And didn't attempt to wash it, just heaved it out from underneath it. I think there's a mug in there.
What, clothes washing? Yeah. Clothes washing, oh my goodness.
I know farmers, you know, they don't expect to live sort of beautiful, pristine. And this was, it was the end. Anyway, all was well for a bit. And we occupied half of the house. We had a big living room and then another living room, both with fireplaces in. And this kitchen, which was like an icebox, was because there was no central heating there.
No, no.
And the bathroom I couldn't possibly use for you, because you would have had hypothermia immediately. Mm-hmm. It was freezing. Mm-hmm. So we found this old bath, put it in front of the fire with a fire guard around it, and you had your bath. And all the time you were there, because I really couldn't subject a small child to that, because you were extremely chesty and you actually did get pneumonia there, got bronchitis, because it was so cold. They had to cover you up like the princess and the pea. You know, make sure you were warm enough. There's no way we could heat the room at all. And there were two bedrooms, one for you and one for us.
Mm.
And bathroom, where was the bathroom? Oh, bathroom was downstairs off our kitchen, that's right. You would be likely to turn into an iceberg if you in the bath in there. Because it was sort of off the beaten track, electricity went off at the slightest provocation over headlines.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite difficult, and I'd never cooked with electricity before. But we managed somehow or other. And of course, that's when Mike and Enid came down to live.
Like Enid Weston,
there. He came down and we found this place in Bartlett Terrace,
a
house,
yes.
And they rented that. And right. That began a long friendship, because they had Peter on the way by then.
Mm.
So they came down when Peter was on the way and had a look. And they came and lived, but still did to the end of their lives, too.
I've just suddenly remembered going to visit them there in Bartlett Terrace.
Mm.
I could remember it really quite well.
Mm.
Different place.
Upstairs in one of the bedrooms.
Mm. Just wanted to go back a bit, actually. So from Henfield, where your father had retired to.
Mm.
We might follow up that in a moment. I don't know if we covered why they went down to Henfield, but anyway, you must have got up on the bus, did you, from Henfield? Mm. So you caught the bus at the end of the lane, and you must have arrived in the Carfax then.
Yes,
and
you walked from there.
Mm.
You took a pushchair.
You just walked around Horsham to have a look and see.
Mm.
So what was the Carfax like at that time?
Oh, lovely. It was full of lovely old grocery shops, really, very different really to what it is now. But they were lovely shops, you know, nothing like that in London at all. Very different. The whole pace of life was different down there. In fact, it was a very sleepy place when you first go to it, and I could have quite happily gone to sleep on the roadside, you know, so elevating the air. You walked everywhere because there wasn't any other method of transport.
Very little
except
traffic,
you did have a bicycle, But because I couldn't take the bicycle with you, I had to take the pram with you. I couldn't. Dad used to take you on the bicycle, but I would never dare do that.
He used to have a little saddle on the crossbar.
Yeah.
And do you remember hanging on to that?
Yeah.
In fact, I think my very earliest memory is cycling down Curves Lane on the front of this bike, wondering where you were, turning around, because you were typically several feet, if not a few yards, behind.
Really didn't have any gears on it at all. Granddad bought it for me for £1 at Cookham, painted it up for me, made sure it was safe. But it was a real old bone shaker, you know. And Kay, of course, had this fantastic racing bike. I don't know how many gears, you know, which sort of shifted. You know, I couldn't keep up with him. It's no good.
So I'm guessing that memory must have been, well, at least two. So how long were you at Amy's Mill?
Not that long. I'm just trying to think. We moved into... You had your second, and that's right, between your first and second birthday you went down there, so it was after your second birthday. That's right, you were only probably about 18 months now, and I come to think of
it. When I went down to... Okay, so...
It was after your first birthday,
so
yes.
Was it September 1953 then, when you moved down there?
Yes, I think so. Then 1954, it moved into Greenway. Well, it so happened that they were building what they called a Davis Estate, which were quite nice houses of that actually. That they were quite well built, but the headquarters were down at Broadbridge Heath, which is quite a little step from where we were, because we were right at the very other end of Horsham.
Yeah,
and the work place was there, so if you wanted to query anything, you had to go all the way down there. And I had several things different to anybody else. So I didn't want to have a brown floor in the kitchen.
A brown floor?
I said, yes, you can have green if you like, or something like that. Yes, that would do nicely. Everybody goes, how did you get a floor that colour? How did you get this? I just asked. Something else that I did took exception to, you know. And they put a nice fireplace in for me too, instead of the usual tiled efforts.
So not only did you not have a, you know, car station in Broadbridge, you couldn't even pick up a phone really to ring them. You had to actually go and talk to them.
No, that's the whole point. So I had to go on foot to get there. No other way around it.
Well. Perhaps they weren't going to deny you anything if you walked 2 miles and had a 2-mile walk all the way back as well with a small child in a pram. Oh, that's good.
It was good, but I couldn't wait. It took about a year in all to we moved again in the September the following year then. Yes, we did, that's right, September. It was lovely to have our own little home. The only reason we were able to get that home was because of where Ron worked, which was IPC. And neither of our parents would have been able to help us with a deposit. Although it was only very small to what it is now, considering that Ron was probably only earning about £12 or something a week, he had to travel.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have had, you know, to save anything much.
Yeah.
So one of the managing directors was a very nice man. I cannot remember his name now. He was a very nice man. And he called Ron up to his office and he said, well, this is when I think Jenny was on the way. And he said, oh, you've got a small child. And I understand there's another one on the way. And you probably like to... Oh, no, this wasn't Jenny. This is the one that I lost.
Oh, right.
The lady that I lost, that's right. And,
well, between
yes,
me and Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we...
Oh, Leonard Matthews, was it?
No, Leonard No, no, it wasn't. Well, he had something to do with it.
Right.
But no, that there, he was a bit further down the run. This one was one of the really big bugs there.
Right.
A very nice man, a real gentleman, which is more than can be said for most of them. And anyway, they said to her, so what you want to do is to get a property now. We will advance you the deposit, but we will take it out of your wages until at such time as it's paid off.
Mm.
Which left us with nothing, really. But, you know, we're getting our...
Getting the house, yeah, yeah.
And that's what we did.
Mm.
And we had, we sort of just managed somehow. Just did, didn't you? Certainly didn't have any frills. But we got our own little
house. But, yeah, your own little house, yeah.
Mm. You know, it was lovely. Have a place that, you know, you could call your own and had your little garden and... I started growing vegetables, even there. Planted trees so that you could be out in the pram. No, it was very nice, and of course it was very handy because the schools, one was just round the corner, one was just literally up the road.
Mm.
So I didn't have to go far to get you to school. In fact, after a while, I was able to just go out at the front door and make sure you were going in the right direction. Bye-bye. And you trotted home on your own. You didn't have far, so I didn't have the hassle of trying to get you to school.
Yeah.
So right on the doorstep. And there was a bus almost outside the door on the left in Greenway.
Oh, 73. He used to go into
the... Take us into the town.
Yes, that's right.
We wanted all... We just walked.
Yeah, not that far, was it? No. Then, yeah. Either way you went.
Not really, no. Yeah. It was very handy.
Mm.
And so that's how we came to Horsham. And because we then began to discover all the different nice places, all the walks. Reed and I went miles with you and Peter.
When you were at Amy's Mill then, if you buy a house now, you sort of ally yourself with an estate agent, they send you stuff. Did you go to an estate agent, or were the Davis estate people advertising these new homes?
They were advertising. I don't think we went to an estate agent for that.
Mm.
We just put our name down on the list, and we managed to get one.
Mm.
I think somebody dropped out from a little bit further up the ladder, which was very good because we got in quicker. Somebody, you know, decided they couldn't afford it and dropped out.
So Curves Lane is still much the same as it was probably when you were there. It hasn't been developed at all. Same detached houses with lots of land.
Mm.
Quite exclusive and so forth. Yeah. Amy's Mill is still there, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, indeed. And that farm has just gone out of... It's just... there is no more Francis's farm because his son was... Not really, or not quite the ticket. He could work quite hard on the farm, but he couldn't run it.
Mm.
He wouldn't have been able to run it. It would have been impossible for him to do any administrative work of any sort. And the young chap there, that was Farmer Francis's other son.
Mm.
So it sort of died out,
right,
that part of the family. So they've been there for generations, apparently.
So they're not farms anymore around there? Then they're okay. Right.
And it's all the farmhouse is gone. Well, not isn't gone, but there's nobody. There's not his little wife isn't there now.
Mm.
And I don't know what happened to the son. I'm sure. I think he struggled for a bit, but he couldn't do it. Couldn't.
Right.
Unless the administrative side is.
So there were two farms, weren't there? So it was Amy's Mill, and then across the road, across a couple of fields towards Chesworth Lane, there was another farm, wasn't there? That was another Francis's farm. Mm. Was that the brother or something? Or the...
That was the father.
That was the father.
Mm.
Ah, right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Strange family, right there. It was an experience living there, I can tell you.
So to get into town then, you've had to push me... and the pram all the way up the hill
mm-hmm.
in Curves Lane, then all the way down town. Brighton Road.
And then on the back again, yeah.
Because the shops are still not in Brighton Road, are they? There was a little grocer's.
There was a... Mm-hmm. There was a hardware shop.
Heffenden's, was it?
And then there was Mr. Dench.
Mr. Dench, yeah.
Used to stop and when he used to bring the stuff round.
Yeah.
And I used to go down into town and go to the various grocers and put stuff.
They used to deliver to Amy's Mill.
Yes.
So I used to I remember as a kid, there was this constant stream of people delivering stuff to Greenway. The Friday was the Egg Lady Day. Mrs. I can't remember her name now.
With her bulldog.
Yeah. Yes. Mrs. Evans.
Mrs. Evans, yes. She's Evans.
So when I first realised that people could become a bit like their dogs, because she's rather like a poor dog.
She stood at the door together.
I used to call her the trouser lady, because I hadn't actually seen a lady in trousers before. She always wore trousers, and the trouser lady's coming with the eggs. And then...
Mr. Parker.
Mr. Parker, well, he has the little thing up the road. He's his little...
Grocers. He was absolutely invaluable, because... If you weren't well, and in fact, I took you up one day and you were in the pram, it was a nasty day in the winter, and he came out and looked and said, how's his own Christopher? And I said, you're not very well, actually. You get him back indoors and don't you come up again. You know, I'll announce if you need anything. Don't you come up, he didn't, well, and you've got pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor came, you were very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
We should go and had a steam kettle in the bedroom for about 3 days. It's a nasty time that was.
Was that Dr. College that came to see the lady doctor?
Lady, yes.
Yeah, well, she lived off the Brighton Road, and her surgery was off the Brighton Road.
Yes.
So a lot of things you needed were as close as they could be
there,
at Curves Lane, aren't they? So the greengrocer, hardware store, doctor's surgery. If you wanted anything else, clothing, you had to go into the Charlton Lawrence's or something like that, one of those little stores they used to have in there.
Lots of stores like that.
Yeah. It's
really better managed now then than it was now, really. And it's all so samey now, they're all the same sort of things, you know. Because they had a Boots and a Timothy White and a Woolworths and all those sort of things then. Supermarkets hadn't really happened then.
No, I think there was a Greggs, wasn't there?
With cattle on the wall on the tiles, And you and Peter emptied the whole of one shelf while I was shopping. All in the pram. I think he thought we'd trained you, to pinch things while you were busy. There's another package or something. Both of you together, helping themselves, and push them quietly in the pram.
Yes, now I remember that.
Always had nice butchers too. Nice, there were no supermarkets like that.
There were several, weren't there? I remember there were in West Street, there was a butcher's,
Jack
wasn't there?
Jack Harley's father was very good. He came round Horsham with me and said, you go to that one for this and you go to that one for that. He'd tell me which ones to go to that were the best, you know, at that time, which was very helpful of him.
And there was a wet fish shop as well, wasn't there?
Yes, there lots of fish shops, actually.
Yeah.
One up in East Street and two down in West Street.
Gosh.
And there were lovely fish shops too. And one of them looked exactly like a fish. You know, it had large, flappy sort of fins for hands. Long, white face, fishy eyes.
They were all family businesses. There was a big family, and there was Wakefield, wasn't it? They seemed to have several things. Really?
Jewelers and a clothes shop and all sorts of things.
In the coffee shop, I remember the first smell of coffee. They used to have a grinder, didn't they?
With the window,
roasting coffee in the window.
A nice little cafe in there. Real little tweedies, you know, with the black dresses with little frilly aprons.
Yeah, well, it was a treat to go in. Sometimes we went in there, didn't we? Especially if aunts came to stay, you'd pop in there for tea and cakes. And it was a delightful thing. I remember you used to take me shopping, didn't you? Because ages before I went to school, I used to come out shopping.
Maybe because I couldn't get you into the nursery school, or you would have really enjoyed it, but it only just started, and there wasn't room. So, and she said, when Jenny was on the way, well, you put her name down now, before she's born, because otherwise you won't get in. And she and Simon went, but really, you would have benefited far better, you would have loved it. I couldn't get you in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just not enough places, you see. There was only the one nursery school in Horsham. And everybody, of course, was vying for places there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good. You would have really benefited that. So when we just took in, I just took you both out. There's no good stopping in with you two, especially you, because you wanted to be doing, not sitting about indoors.
The other store, everything was large to me then, I suppose, but the other large shop I remember was at Evershed and Cripps.
Oh, it was lovely.
That was a kind of groceries, wasn't
nice
it?
Yeah.
And they had the hand cutting machine. I used to be quite terrified of that.
Yeah.
So the noise it made, slices of ham coming off.
I think it was going to get caught,
I still smell the smoky bacon they used to have there. But the other thing about that was you always knew that Christmas was coming, because Father Christmas had a chimney. Father Christmas came. Yeah, I remember. That was the first...
Lovely things in there.
First time I switched on to Christmas, I think. Father Christmas up the chimney.
The trouble was there were two entrances in this shop, the staircases.
Yeah.
It went in one.
Yeah.
The trouble is you found the other entrance.
Oh, no.
So fast as I got there, where's he gone? You've gone out of the other one. I didn't know. Rush out to try and find you. Where you get to?
Is there all that? Because it's around the corner. Because W.H. Smith's was in the little... was the little...
That was where the Jesus shop is.
Yes, that's right. There was a little, obviously two little old houses knocked together, wasn't it? It must have been owned by, I went to school with Gordon Rennison, so it was Mr. Rennison, I think, who owned that shop. It was a nice little bookshop as well, wasn't it?
Yes.
I remember going in there, choosing books and things.
The library was down where in the cinema, before you got to the station, the library was there then. Opposite there, where the council offices are now. It was a nice place to be in.
Greenway had some older houses down the bottom end, didn't it? Where the bus stop was, a slightly older, probably pre-worn, I suppose.
Yes, they were.
Slightly different design to...
Yes, there's a whole road that went up to the main road. What it was called on that road now. It was four old houses.
I can't remember what it was called. Rusham's Road.
Rusham's Road, that's it.
Yeah.
That was all. Sort of Edwardian era. They all were.
Yes, and then Greenway went up, and they built a school up there, didn't they? The Greenway School. And opposite there was a row of police houses.
That's right.
And policemen. And then round the corner there, Merrifield Drive, it's another estate slightly younger.
Grew and grew and grew, didn't it?
Yeah. I think the other wonderful thing, anyway, for me was Churchill Avenue, that little green around the back of where we were.
It was lovely for the children.
Because
They can go and rush about and play.
Well, there wouldn't be any...
Crusaders and things.
There weren't many cars anyway, but if there were, they were only getting about 5 miles an hour around there.
Just a few delivery vans occasionally.
And the dust cart.
They didn't go very fast.
And the coal carts. And everybody had fires, didn't they? We're about to run out of time on this, so I'll have to end this episode.